press conference together at short notice, and thanks everybody for coming. So I've just returned from India right today, where I've been for the past 2 weeks, and I was there by invitation of an Asian women's group who organised the World Court, and the subject this year was on US war crimes. So I was invited there because of the actions I took in Shannon Airport last year, specifically attacking a US warplane that was landing illegally in our neutral country. In the court, at first we heard testimony from people from all over the world who have whose countries have been attacked or damaged in some way by the US. We heard from people from Hiroshima, from Vietnam, from Croatia, from Latin America, and from Iraq particularly, and Afghanistan. And most interestingly, the court is focusing on what can people do to stop what is fast becoming, the world is being taken over by a superpower, by imperialism, American imperialism. The court in itself doesn't have an effect whereby it can imprison the perpetrators of all this aggression, that is, for example, George Bush. But it can put together all the information and make a moral and ethical judgment on what has gone on. And I must say the testimony we saw was absolutely, a lot of it we saw on video as well, it was horrific. About Vietnam and the effects in Hiroshima. It was really harrowing to watch. When I spoke about what's happening here in Ireland, I got a very good response. And again, people were very, very shocked about how deeply Ireland is involved, because I said in the speech that I gave that Shannon, the use of Shannon is like a welcoming mat to these aggressors who are the Americans with their warplanes coming on the way to bomb in the Middle East. And specifically that welcome mat was not put there by the Irish people, that the will of the Irish people has been ignored. So that was the World Court, which was very positive, and everything that happened there has been videoed. It'll be written up, and I made very good links with people around the world from Turkey and from Cuba, particularly voices of resistance within America itself, and people have promised to support me during my own trial here. The World Social Forum itself was a huge event, and there was so much happening at it, so many workshops and protests and lots of things. But I was very lucky on one of the days to be passing by the media centre, where I noticed that Mary Robinson was giving a press conference. And the subject of the conference was on the excess use of small arms throughout the world, and that it was illegal, and that she was speaking on behalf of Oxfam to stop the proliferation of what she calls small arms. So I came in sort of in the middle of this press conference, and I was listening intently to it, and she was saying that governments have to be made accountable, that it's basically the fault of governments that all these small arms are proliferating all over the world. So when I stood up to ask a question, I told her who I was and that I was from Ireland, and I said I was very glad to hear her say that governments have to be made accountable. And I said to her, as you know, Mary, I and five other Catholic workers are on trial back in Ireland for actions we've taken against illegal US warplanes landing on our neutral soil. And I said, our government is not being accountable in this instance. So I then asked her, would she be willing to make a statement of support I just said a statement of support for myself and others who are on trial. She said that, she answered that because of her position as ex-president of Ireland and because of her position as a lawyer, that she would not be able to make a statement. And that basically was her comment on the whole situation. So after the press conference ended, I was approached by about five media people, two of them with video recordings, who immediately wanted to do an interview with me because the audience was very shocked at her response to me. And no doubt it was because that she was representing Oxfam and talking about making governments accountable. And because of my question to her and the fact that as president of the country, she has quite a lot of power in relation to what the government and the Oireachtas, what laws they pass, and about whether our constitution is upheld. So, as I say, I did some interviews, and one of them was reported in the Indian Times the next day. Mary Robinson passed by and wished me well and repeated again that she couldn't come out and support me because of her position. And I said to her that she needs to question why she is not allowed to support me, who exactly is stopping her. So that was the sum total of that interaction between us, and it was very good for me to clarify this, because I have been, like many other people, under the illusion that the president does have some power and is willing to use it to uphold our constitution. Across the road from the World Social Forum, it was held in an enormous kind of fairground place with over 150,000 people there. But across the road, on the opposite side, there was what's called the Mumbai Resistance. They were holding a gathering that was running parallel to World Social Forum. So that was going on for about 3 days with a lot of very concentrated, intense talks, and also a day of cultural resistance where loads of people had come from around India, and through poetry and theatre enacted the struggles that they're involved in, and also spoke about the actions that they want to take. Between both of them, I felt there was very strong desire to bring about change. To bring about, in World Social Forum, they were saying another world is possible, and not the kind of oppressed world, increasingly oppressed world we're living in now. I was very shocked when a human rights lawyer approached me, asking me for help when I return here to Ireland, to bring to public attention specifically the situation relating to Muslims in India. He's a human rights lawyer, and he's defending over 200 Muslims who are very well qualified. He described them as a lot of doctors and teachers amongst them, all who've been thrown into prison, not allowed to see a lawyer, never allowed to see a lawyer or their family. And he himself has come under persecution, this lawyer. He's not even allowed to have a passport at the moment because he's representing these Muslims. Now, I'm also aware that this situation is happening very strongly in the United States, where there's thousands of people who've been captured, thrown into prisons, and nothing is heard of them. I mean, we're talking about a situation going on for over a year, as well as Guantanamo Bay. And I strongly feel it's very important for us here in the West to give people like this human rights lawyer and people who are trying to work in the United States on this issue, to give them as much support as we can, and to link up with people in Britain. And I know that Gareth Pearce is doing very strong work for the prisoners in Guantanamo, but to give support to people who are working in these very difficult conditions, to break a situation that would not be tolerated by... I mean, why the hell are we tolerating United States doing this? Other than that, I'm very heartened by the amount of support and connections I've made out there, both from Mumbai Resistance and from World Social Forum, and particularly getting exposure on the Indian Times. And on the night before I flew back here, I was on a television show for half an hour with Caoimhe Botolaí, Quiva is there, she was at World Social Forum, and she's doing a tour of India. She's speaking about Palestine in particular, because the Minister for Trade from Israel is going to be coming to India to try and strengthen the links between Israel and India. And already they're quite strong because India is buying weapons from Israel. So this news programme had myself and Quiva on, and it was very good, very interesting, in that the news presenter was saying that about 20 years ago in India there was far more idealism, like what Quiva and I were bringing to that show, and he said it's been dampened an awful lot. So that was very encouraging that we were given that amount of media output. And one strong message I want to bring back from all the workshops I was at about Palestine while I was there, because there was quite a number of people came from Palestine. A French politician made me aware that because Ireland has presidency of the EU for the next 6 months, that our Foreign Affairs Minister Brian Cowan has power to dictate the agenda for the next 6 months. And he suggested that people write to Brian Cowan and put on the agenda the illegal apartheid wall, which is contravening several international laws. And I would ask if anybody has time, particularly to contact our own politicians. And he made me aware that the Socialist Party has been asking questions in the Dáil about the illegal apartheid wall. So that needs to happen within the next 5 days. That's about all I can remember at the moment. From my point of view, it was a very successful trip. I'd love to go back to India and spend more time there and to find out about their struggles there and make much stronger links here with Ireland, because I feel here we're very deadened to what's going on that side of the world, and that we need to be strongly wakened up and perhaps have some kind of interchange with a place like India. They certainly need our help, and I received a tremendous amount of help from visiting there.